escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
To see him healthy, back on track, as Mydroth sends it through to center field. Meade will score, and we are tied again, this time at two here in the seventh. The rookie Chase Mydroth delivers the RBI single. So Aaron Judge at the plate, and the White Sox are electing to intentionally walk him and pitch to the lefty Cody Bellinger instead. Flair into left field. Robertson, it's going to fall in front of him. Grisham will score. And the Yankees retake the lead 3-2 here in the 11th. Swing and a miss. And that's going to do it. A tough loss here on Saturday night. Final in 11. White Sox lose to the Yankees 5-3.
App hits a high fly ball deep center field. Doyle going back at the track, looks up, it bangs off the wall. Tucker around 30's racing home. He's going to score easily. RBI double, Ian Happ. Cubs take the lead 2-1 over the Rockies here in the fifth.
Kyle Tucker lines a base hit into right to drive in a run. Bush scores. Tucker gets on base for the fourth time in the game. It's on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. And the Cubs win the ball game. 47,000 were here. I would say, conservatively, right around 35,000 Cub fans and maybe 12,000 Rocky fans.
There's W flags everywhere. This easily 30,000, 35,000 fans here are Cub fans.
It's time for Hit and Run with your host, Matt Spiegel.
See, I lied. I lied at the top of the show that was going to be your last chance to sing it. This is really your last chance to sing it. Doug Meyer is my guest co-host. Doug, come on, sing the low brass right here. Doug Meyer is the guest co-host. That was horrendous.
Oh, thank you. I'll try it.
Absolutely awful.
Doug, that was great. Don't let him judge you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Sean. For making Doug feel better.
My new friend.
Yeah, that's
sings
right.
Sings the national anthem once, lets it go to his head.
This is true. Doug brought donuts, and I have done the Jay Zawoski plan for donuts at the workplace, which is, I'm just going to have half a donut. And then you walk by 30 minutes later and go, oh, look, half a donut. And you have the other half. And it feels a lot better than having the full done. Thanks for bringing donuts. Thanks for donating $1,000 to the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon for this opportunity.
It's my pleasure. Really important research that they're doing. I've lost a couple of friends to brain cancer, and I've got a couple of friends fighting it now. So it's really important to me. So I'm glad that we could contribute in any small way, but I think it's a really great cause.
And Doug is a baseball fan of the highest order and has become a friend through the years. We've attended a few games together. I have been in your basement, which I think is, I mean, it's a scary thing to say about anybody. I was not tied up or anything, but your basement, the Cubs room, how would you describe the memorabilia room that you have there?
My wife is very, very patient and has given me one room. I've been a collector of Cub memorabilia since I was 10 years old. And I think it's I love to share with a lot of different people. So anytime I get an opportunity, Tom and his family have been, Tom Ricketts and his family have been to the basement.
Hmm.
And I was excited to have you broadcast from the basement, though. But I think it was a couple of years ago now.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. I had a gig out in Wheeling with Tributosaurus, and I needed somewhere to be. And I thought, you know, maybe I'll just ask Doug if I can bring my machine out there and set up. And we called you Milt.
Yes.
Because I didn't want to give up your anonymity at the time. And Milt, the Milt item that you have, it might be the coup de grace.
I have the last out ball from the Milt Pappas no-hitter, which was 9-2-1972. And it should have been a perfect game. He had an 0-2 count on, I believe it's Larry Stahl was the last hitter. And there were four balls that were thrown right at the knees, of which Bruce Fleming called none of them a strike. And he ended up getting the out, last out. It was a pop-up to Carmen Fanzone at second base. And
Milt Pappas hated Bruce Fleming for the rest of his
absolutely,
life.
Absolutely. And Fleming being kind of a jerk has always said, I don't know what he's complaining about. I called a perfect game. And it's like, it just rubbed him the wrong way the whole time.
Oh,
just brutal.
I didn't know he said I
absolutely
called a perfect game.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. So that ball is the coup de grace of your collection.
Yes, I was at the game, so I have the scorecard. I had it filled out, and now I've got the two lineup cards and the last out ball.
Wow.
He didn't feel attached to it because it wasn't the perfect game.
Man, so that because that's too bad.
Absolutely.
Don't you think that spiritually and psychologically, that's kind of a miserable way to go through the rest of your life?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, right? It's too bad. But
really sad.
But at least you got the ball.
And it's in a prominent space, and he knew that it wasn't going to show up in an auction or anything like that.
There you go. Yeah. All right, I want to get to some of that memorabilia and some other stuff about you a little bit later, but I feel like it's important we continue to do our job as a baseball show. For anybody who doesn't know, the Cubs have signed Carlos Santana, the former Cleveland Guardian, three times a Cleveland player. And Santana has been all over the place in recent years. He's become a guy who would just like be a DH and a first baseman for anybody. In his 16-year career, he has played with Cleveland from age 24 to 31, including the 2016 World Series against the Cubs. Then he went to Philly, and then back to Cleveland, and then Kansas City, and then Seattle, and then Pittsburgh, and then Milwaukee, and then Minnesota, and now back to Cleveland, and now he is a Cub. I want to take phone calls on this Cubs season and the philosophy that you're seeing play out at 312-644-6767. And we'll talk about Carlos Santana's fit on an expanded roster for starters here in September. But, Doug, you came in with a thought. I asked you to come in with some takes and some thoughts, and you came in with one overall in this Cubs season.
Yeah, yesterday I heard from one of my friends who has some season tickets with me, and he was disappointed in the season. And I tend to be a guy who's glass half full. And I looked at it from the beginning of the season, and I think we're likely to be an overachiever. I mean, I think if we had said at the beginning of the year we were going to get 90 wins, and we've lost Justin Steele for the year. Imanaga was out for a while. Taillon was out for a while. And now have still the third best record in the National League, only a game behind the Phillies. That I think we would have taken it. We had the development of PCA. We've had the development of Shaw. And, you know, now with not a lot of trades at the deadline, I understand that part of it. But I think the big thing is that the Brewers are 29-12 since the All-Star break and playing 700 ball. And so that's taken a lot of the luster out of it. But I think it's we'll take the playoffs, we'll see what happens, and take our shot.
So overall, you deem this Cubs season an overachievement rather than an underachievement?
Yes, although a little bit disappointing at the deadline that we only got Castro and Kittredge that really made a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting. So we can take your phone calls on that at 312-644-6767. I, you know, I think you're probably right. I have had a more difficult time this year than maybe any year for me to kind of zoom out and take that kind of holistic view of things. And I think there are a few reasons for it. I think I've never been closer to how the sausage is made in terms of knowing some things and seeing some of the limitations. I think the timing of Jed's extension was really awkward and sort of unfortunate in terms of that news coming out. Because
so
it,
do you think it caused them to be more conservative?
I don't see how you can read it any other way.
Okay.
Now, a month later, when it looks like, you know, the pitching was actually really good, then maybe there is something to be said for the conservative approach. And that's his job to maintain what he thinks is the right thing to do. But it does seem to me, and I said it a lot at the time, that he sold his aggression, that he sold his aggression at a time when everything else leading up had seemed to be a guy who was, you know, really going to be aggressive and to go for it, which is what we tend to want our teams to do.
Absolutely. The one thing I think they'll come to regret, and I think you've touched on it a little bit, is Palencia is starting to struggle a lot. And I think you get to the playoffs, you'd really like a more established closer. And there were few available at the deadline, and you might have gone out and solidified that aspect of the pitching staff.
It's interesting because Joan Duran and Mason Miller are the big names, but did you see who's been the absolute best of all the relievers that have been acquired?
Which one?
Brandon Finnegan.
Yeah, that's right, from Washington.
Yeah, because it is remarkable. And is it Kyle Finnegan? I always used to mix him up. Because one of them was, yeah, it's Kyle, right?
The reliever, yes.
Yeah. So Brandon was also a reliever. But Kyle Finnegan is the one we're talking about. Kyle Finnegan had a fairly pedestrian strikeout rate as a member of the Washington Nationals, right? He was a guy who had a 4.38 ERA this year across 39 innings. He has now thrown 13 and a third scoreless innings with Detroit. And his K rate has jumped from 25% up to 39%. Because the Tigers immediately said, you know what? Your splitter's really good. They looked at a pitch mix and they said, you're not throwing this pitch enough. So the Tigers, it seemed to know that the Nationals could be one of the last remaining suckers at the table in terms of not knowing how to get the most out of their own guys. Finnegan's been there a while, but they've had him lean on the splitter. He threw it about 25% of the time over the previous few months. Now he's throwing it 51.4% of the time. And the results have been outrageous. On that pitch, 1-for-25 are opposing batters with 16 strikeouts. So they've done what the Astros did with Garrett Cole, right? What the Astros did with Verlander.
Or what the Padres did.
Or what the Padres did with Jeremiah Estrada. Exactly what the Padres did with Jeremiah Estrada. Yeah. The Padres taught him the splitter. Mm-hmm. But the Tigers were like, yeah, why aren't you throwing that? And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, throw that a lot more. I was like, oh, okay. And now he's just freaking dominant. So, yes, that concerns me. And I wish the Cubs were the team to find that guy.
The most annoying thing on a personal basis about Kyle Finnegan was that I'm in a baseball draft. He was going to be my last pick. My son David picked one pick ahead of me, picked him, and I ended up taking Presley from the Cubs. So I hear his name and it just sends shivers a little bit. So.
I understand. Well, that one has worked out really well. Look, we've got phone calls and we're going to take them. In this conversation, Doug Meyer and I are going to have a good time in this final hour here on Hit and Run. We got a lot to do, including baseball bona fides. And he brought something in just to antagonize me. So I look forward to that as well.
Love that.
Yeah, right. Of course you do. Keep it here on 670 The Score. Callers, hang on. We're coming right to you.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah.
And here comes the pitch. Santana hits a high fly ball, deep left, angling toward the corner. Happ going back near the wall. He leaps, but this one's gone. Santana and the Guardians strike first. A solo shot into the basket in the left field corner. 1-0 Cleveland here in inning number two.
Ain't got nobody that I can depend on.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Might be my favorite Santana song right here. Oh. And Carlos Santana is a Cub. Spiegs with you on Hit and Run for the final hour of the year. Talking Cubs and Cubs philosophies, along with Doug Meyer, my guest co-host for the year. And this caller, Tony in River North, is now on Hit and Run. Good morning, Tony. What's happening?
Hey, Spiegs, how are you?
Great, Tony. How are you?
And good to have you aboard. Great. Good to have you aboard, Doug. Really good to hear you. You're quite the fan. I wanted to mention a couple of things. Bruce Levine reported, I don't know, back around the time they gave Jed the new contract, that the reason they did it at that time was because they didn't want other general managers to think that Hoyer would be dealing from insecurity or a position of weakness. So I think it made tremendous sense to give him the contract at that time, if Bruce's report is true, and I believe it absolutely is. His stuff usually is. But the real reason I wanted to call was I do not criticize, and I agree with Doug, I do not criticize Jed Hoyer for not giving up a lot, which is what it would have taken to get a lot. And I think if we compare this to 1984, Dallas Green gave up Joe Carter to get Rick Sutcliffe. They knew Joe Carter would be a good player. But he did that because that was a team that had a chance to do a lot of great things. I think the Cubs, deep in their belly, don't think that this team, and didn't think that this team, could win the World Series.
Two things, Tony. One, if Jim Frey doesn't screw up that postseason, maybe the Cubs win the World Series and you think differently about that history and whether Joe Carter was worth it, right?
No. I agree Joe Carter was worth it.
Okay.
I see if you compare the two. I apologize. In 84, Dallas Green made the right move to give up players. In fact, he traded Carmelo Martinez in the offseason before he knew that they would be that good, and Carmelo didn't become a superstar. No, I think 84 was worth giving up Joe Carter.
Okay.
I don't think this year would have been worth giving up any great players.
Well, to say that, and thank you, Tony, for the call, and I'll ask you, Doug, if you believe in your belly that you're not good enough and it's not worth it to do it, that sends a message to your ball club just as if you went out and got them good players. And that is a problematic message to send to your ball club.
I think that's right. I think when at the beginning of the season, they kind of do projections. And I think they projected themselves to be an 86 to 88 win team. So the fact that they got overachieved in the first half, I think, made them cautious in the second half, figuring that people would come more down to earth, like PCA and Suzuki
has.
And same thing. So, on the other hand, Shaw's picked it up and that type of thing. But you look at who went at the trade deadline outside of the few closers that we talked about, there really hasn't been any real big impact players that moved and have really moved the needle for any of these teams.
No, there hasn't for the most part. You were talking to me about lineup construction off the air.
Yes.
In terms of what a manager is responsible for. And Lord knows I've talked about it for a while. And then some people push back and say, oh, you're a lineupista. like that doesn't matter. Lineup construction doesn't matter. Does it matter?
I think it matters in terms of getting your best players or the players who are hottest, the most at-bats in a game. So you and I have talked about Matt Shaw moving up in the lineup, especially when nobody else is hitting in the lineup. Mm-hmm. And I think, the opportunity to move him up to fifth or sixth probably made a lot of sense, especially with guys not hitting at all. I don't like the idea of moving him up one place in front of Dansby, because Dansby wasn't hitting at all, so maybe Shaw wouldn't see any good pitches, where he would see pitches with Bush and Tucker behind him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it does make a difference in terms of the number of at-bats, but I'm not sure that's the most important thing for a manager. I think the most important thing for a manager is managing the pitching staff.
How's Craig Counsell been at that?
I think he's done a really good job. The fact that I think these starters are pretty fresh at this point in time in the season, that he's recreated the bullpen on the fly a lot. The interesting question is if Palencia does continue to struggle, do they move Brad Keller, who I know is one of your favorite players, into the closer spot at least and try Palencia in the eighth inning? But I don't know if Craig's the kind of manager who makes those kind of bigger decisions.
Well, it'll be interesting because they've got a month to have this thing develop still, and it could, and you could argue it should. There have been some weird things. I still don't like what they're doing with Ben Brown and asking him to be a bulk guy. And when he doesn't have that third pitch, like my dreams of him being a late inning flame throwing weapon, I think are kind of going away because that's not what they believe it in for him. They've just continued to use him either as starter or sort of depth of starter for bulk. Javier Assad's return and his excellence is a really interesting thing. Because he's not a playoff starter in all probability. I mean, it's possible, but remember, this is a guy who has been great in the bullpen in any number of roles, in addition to as a starter. That is a very useful arm, as Jordan Bastian wrote about it on MLB.com today, like a guy who helps Craig Counsell solve the puzzle of the innings of a baseball season. So Assad in your bullpen could be an interesting guy to use, not as a closer, because I think closer is going to be Palencia or Keller at this point.
But more so your bulk guy?
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe your bulk guy. I mean, certainly you're going to use...
6 and 7 innings.
Yeah, it could be a 6 and 7. I mean, last night they went Kittredge, Keller, and Palencia.
Yep.
And I think ideally that's what they'd like to do. But, I was hoping for a little more creativity in the bullpen. from counsel.
I think that makes some sense. I tend to agree with it. It'll be interesting to see how they play it out this month.
This is Rudy in Deerfield, is on 670 The Score. Rudy, what's up? You're on with me, Speaks, and him, Doug Meyer, my guest co-host this hour.
Hey, Speaks, you are great at this, pal. I wanted to differ with Tony a little bit. For one thing, I have a big problem with them not doing much at the break, or at the trade deadline, rather, and then go and announce that he's, well, I think they re-signed him to a new contract before that, but then him going out and saying he's worried about the 2031 and 2032 Cubs just as much as this year, well, then why did you trade for Tucker if you're worried about the 2032 Cubs? Makes absolutely no sense. If you didn't think that you were ready to win, you shouldn't have done that in the first place. I don't know. Just, it doesn't make, as a Cubs fan, a long-time Cubs fan, it didn't make a lot of sense to me saying something like that. I don't know if he misspoke or if that's really what he thinks. But, I mean, that to me is asinine. If you're worried about winning, you're not thinking about 6 years from now. You just can't.
Yeah, 2032 was the year referenced, and it was Carter Hawkins, not Jed Hoyer, which is a difference. And Carter Hawkins, as the GM, he'll tell you some stuff every once in a while. You know, he'll say some stuff. It seems to me that Carter's a very thoughtful guy, very smart guy, can be very fun in conversation. And, you know, his job is probably a little bit more to be what Jed used to be for Theo in terms of the potted plant in the corner of the room.
And I think if he had to do it over again, he certainly wouldn't say it.
I think he would not say that. And it's enraging. It is enraging as a concept for very good reason, because nobody wants to hear that you're concerned about 6 years from now. The Dodgers are deferring tens of millions of dollars because they don't even care what the next ownership group is going to worry
about. Absolutely.
Right. They're deferring that. Like, save it for somebody else. So nobody wants to hear you might not be here. In all likelihood, the way that MLB front offices work, you will not be here. The Cubs today have recalled right-handed pitcher Porter Hodge from AAA Iowa. In a corresponding move, left-handed pitcher Jordan Wicks has been optioned to AAA. Now, that is well-timed because Porter Hodge is a guy with conceivable late-inning stuff that we're talking about here.
He does have good stuff. He's had more control problems this year than he's had in the past.
He has had control problems, and he's had trouble with what they call the kinetic chain, right? He had the oblique injury, which ended up being a thigh injury, because there's like a lot. Pitching's weird, man.
It's a strange thing.
It's a hard thing to do for the human body. But remember that in the playoffs, you need like six of these guys. You need like six or seven of these bullpen weapons that you can then utilize, hopefully at the right time. And you might need all of them in the same game.
And the Dodgers, who have more starting pitching, or at least signed more starting pitching than anybody, still used the bullpen game last year in the World Series.
They absolutely did. Doug, what if I were to ask you from your memorabilia room for three favorite items? You've already told me Pappas. And it could be items you brought. Did you bring three? What did you bring?
I brought three items. They're not necessarily my favorite items, but okay. I thought they were interesting.
Okay, what do you got?
I brought an 1885 scorecard from the first year that the Cubs played at the West Side Ballpark. They were the Chicago White Stockings with King Kelly and Cap Anson.
The 1885 Cubs, but they were the White Side. Is this at Wiggum Park?
No, before Wiggum Park. It's the West Side Ballpark. It was the first year that they were there.
Where was it? Where was the West Side Ballpark?
It was off of Harrison and Loomis, that area.
Wow.
In the city. What was interesting for me is the ads. So the top ad is insure against fire. It was only 14 years removed from the Great Chicago Fire, so all the ads were fire. And then
we're fire prevention related. Fire.
And then they had ads about bicycles because there weren't cars,
uh-huh.
And no phone numbers because there weren't phones. So it's things like that.
How did you know to go get the company? If you're reading an ad in your 1885 scorecard, how do you know
address? They left the address, Washington Street. Jackson and Dearborn, all
that's
that
amazing.
Type of stuff.
That's amazing.
So that's really a fun piece.
Oh, it is.
The second piece I brought was a full ticket from the 1929 World Series Game 1.
That is an actual ticket from the 1929?
Actual ticket.
Holy
What's
hell.
Interesting about it is it's the first World Series played at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
Everybody thinks it's the 1918 World Series, but the Cubs actually moved the World Series to Comiskey Park because of bigger attendance. And there was a guy named Howard Emke, I think is how he pronounced his name. He pitched the game for the A's. It was the Philadelphia A's.
Yeah.
Connie Mack was releasing him in September, and he said, I've got one great game left in my arm. And Connie Mack said, well, I want you to go scout the Cubs at the Phillies. He scouted them. He beat the Cubs 3-1. He set a World Series record with 14 strikeouts or 15 strikeouts. He held the record till 1953.
Wow.
So that's a fun piece. And then the last piece.
By the way, hold on, though. Okay. That 1929 World Series. So if you had been holding that ticket.
Yep.
You're seeing Jimmy Fox and Lefty Grove and Al Simmons and Eddie Collins was in that series. Keke Kyler, Rogers Hornsby, Charlie Root, Hack Wilson, all in that World Series.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Absolutely. That's awesome.
Box seat was $6.60.
God.
So.
They should pay more for free agents, those 29
absolutely,
Cubs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
They needed more pitching.
Uh-huh.
The last item I brought was from the 1978, and you're not going to like this, the Yankee-Boston playoff game, which I attended. It's the Bucky Dent home run game.
My God.
So
you attended that game.
I attended that game. It was a crazy baseball season. I was living at Rutgers during the summer, and the Boston had a 14-game lead going into September. The Yankees stormed back. We're up by a game the last day of the season.
Yeah.
But Rick Waits beat the Yankees, and I said, we're going to drive up for the game. So I got two of my college buddies to drive up to the game.
Drive up to Fenway Park.
Absolutely.
And Bucky Dent, who was not really a power hitter,
no,
folks.
No.
Bucky Dent was choked up on the bat against Mike Torres. I was just in Cooperstown, Doug, and it was playing on a little TV.
Must have been hard for you.
Oh, yeah, it was disgusting. But I pointed it out to my wife, like, look, you see him choking up on the bat? See his little Punch and Judy hitter right there? Bucky effing Dent. And you have brought the program from that game.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're a lovely man.
So sorry.
Yeah.
We're friends, right?
For a little while.
Right, fair enough.
Texture says, I'll trade Porter Hodge, Ben Brown, and Vidal Bruhan for Doug Meyer to join the show weekly. All right.
Very nice.
I'll take that under consideration.
Thank you.
Signed Stacy Meyer.
Oh.
This is Tom in Beverly on 670 The Score. What's up, Tom? You're on Hit and Run. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love listening to the old Cub banter. I'm just kind of confused. Unless my son timed is wrong, are the Cubs not a half game but behind the Brewers that have the best record in baseball? Unless my son times is completely wrong, I don't get it. But, you know, okay, so Daniel Palencia looks a little shaky. Unless the guy's name's Mariano Rivera, you're not going to have a closer perfect all the time. He's 21-23. I just don't get the pessimism, guys. I really don't. I mean, Kyle Tucker gets hot and Armstrong gets hot and Swanson and some veterans, you know, I mean, are you afraid of the Dodgers or the Padres? No. The Brewers right now? Maybe. There's not a team in the American League I wouldn't put the Cubs up against. So the pessimism, I don't get it. And your Carter Hawkins, 99 out of 100 Cub fans don't even know who that is. So who cares what he has to say?
Oh, my God. Thank you for the call, Tom. There's 6.5 games back in Milwaukee, just to be clear. But at 78-58, they are 20 games over 500 with a .574 winning percentage. That's better than anybody in the National League West. It's better than everybody in the National League except the Brewers and the Phillies. And it is better than everybody in the American League except the Detroit Tigers. Same exact winning percentage as the Blue Jays. Cubs are one of the four or five best teams in baseball by record. And I think you'd argue by metrics as well. So,
exactly.
You know, go on, young fella. I said it. Look, this is the toughest year I've had in terms of baseball optimism for me. I've had an odd year this way. And it takes callers sometimes or friends like Doug Meyer to help spin it back on its axis for me.
Yeah, you know, I agree with Tom. You know, once you get to the playoffs, though, it's a whole new season, and you just take your shot.
I know. I just feel like they chose that. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Feel like they opted for that.
Well, maybe.
And is that smart to do so for the long term?
But was it because of the Brewers? Just because the Brewers were 29-12?
Yeah.
You know, I just think if the Brewers had played .500 ball, we'd be.
You'd feel a lot better.
Absolutely.
And the whole thing would contextualize a lot better.
Absolutely.
I think that is probably true. It is 670 the score. The texter says that the 1926 Cubs did not make trades. They were concerned about the 1932 Cubs. Good. Thank you for that very much. You have questions for me, Doug Meyer.
I do. I know you run everybody's baseball bona fides.
Baseball bona fides. These are questions that I've asked to every guest.
And I think the first question is, who is your favorite player or hero growing up? Is that about right?
Yeah. So let me ask that question. One of your most favorite players in the game, and why? I'm going to say Dwight Evans, the Red Sox right fielder. I adored Dwight Evans. I thought he did everything the right way. His arm was absolutely a missile in right field. He ran the bases beautifully. He was not the celebrated superstar in his team ever, but he just kept going and going and going. Was quiet and hardworking, and incredibly athletic. And I love he learned from Walt Riniak the way that Charlie Lau taught George Brett. And others, and late Carlton Fisk and many others, all the weight in the back of the batter's box, holding the bat lightly and then exploding forward. And I tried to hit like that for my entire Little League career.
Very nice. And what was the best game you've ever attended in person?
Whew, best game I've ever attended in person. I'm a lucky MF-er, man. I've got a bunch of those. I used to say Nolan Ryan versus Roger Clemens while I was in college at Fenway Park, when Mike Greenwell hooked two homers around the right field pole.
The pesky pole.
Then, after a while, I said the Mark Burley perfect game, because I was at the Mark Burley perfect game, and it was emotional because of things that had been happening in my life, and here I was fortunate enough to do that. But now I've got to say Game 7 of the 2016 World Series.
You're correct.
Thank you, Sean.
That's the best game you've ever seen.
Well, it's the best game that I've ever been lucky enough to be there. And all the emotion, the anger at Aroldis Chapman and the baseball universe when Rajay Davis hit the home run. What is as visceral a kind of baseball rage as I've ever had in my life in that moment. And then it ends up getting literally washed away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you were commissioner, what one change would you make?
What one change would I make? It is time for a massive technological restructuring of the check swing rule.
Oh, interesting.
What are we doing here? We're still going with the judgment of a first base or third base umpire who may not be paying full attention. And depending on where the batter is standing, going past the line that he's looking down is not even necessarily accurate. I think it's horrendous and ridiculous that we haven't figured out a way to fix that. Technologically speaking, I would like them to fix that.
And you think they can do that easily?
I don't know that one. It's a tricky one.
It's like my question on the strike zones, you know.
The ABS.
Yeah, they're going to have... And as long as a ball touches a corner, it's a strike. So all of a sudden, what you've done is the ball is 3 inches circumference.
You've expanded the strike zone.
All the way around. It just seems to me that the ball should be at least halfway in the strike zone for it to be called a strike.
That's sensible. You could also narrow the strike zone.
Absolutely.
You can narrow the strike zone and shorten the strike zone. The trouble with that is to adjust that to fit the body type of each hitter, isn't it?
Yep.
And depending on where they're standing.
So
it's a trickier thing than tennis or the NFL, where you've got flat linear surfaces that are not moving.
Right.
So I grant that it's trickier.
And then these are a few additional questions I got from a couple of different sources, including the Colbert questionnaire.
Oh, interesting. So hold on. We got to take a break,
okay.
Doug. We'll see if we have time for you But I do like that you're making your hour about me. I think that's a really...
That's smart, Doug. That's really smart.
That's just good
guest co-host. That's good baseball.
I could be invited back. Yeah, that's
good baseball.
That's just really smart guest co-hosting, if you ask me. It's Spiegs with Doug Meyer, guest co-hosting on Hit and Run on the...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Score.
Gone deep this month.
Happ hits it in the air left field. That one back some on. Yes! You were saying.
Yes.
In Happ goes yard and the Cubs add on. It is 3-0.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel. Sunday mornings on The Score.
This is your last Hit and Run because football is upon us. In fact, if you are caller 6 to the contest line right now at 312-540-0670, you can come to see me and Lawrence, Spiegel and Holmes, for our football season kickoff show on Thursday in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. We'll have Dave Wanstead and Olin Krutz in the studio and so much more. That's Thursday at 2. Tune in on The Score in the Odyssey app, all brought to you by PNC Bank, your local Ford dealers, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, Doug Meyer is my guest co-host this year, a Cubs season ticket holder. And you had some interesting info, you thought, from that perspective, because you've gotten some stuff in the mail, as all season ticket holders have, right? Turn on your microphone there, the on button, close to you. Oh, there you go.
We just got our playoff ticket requests, okay. So we got those in. But for the first time, the Cubs have asked for a three-year commitment for the 26, 27, and 28 season. They're tying it into the All-Star game.
So you have to make a three-year commitment on your season tickets.
My season tickets.
And that guarantees you tickets for that All-Star game?
Guarantees you all the festivities, home run derby, All-Star game, I think the rookie game, all the festivities, opportunity to buy those tickets.
Okay, well, let's stop there. But that's interesting. I wonder if other teams, when they've gotten an All-Star game, have turned around and done that, tried to guarantee themselves 3 years based on that.
I don't know. The last time it was at Wrigley was 1990. I know at that time I didn't need
that.
Did you
go to that game?
Yes.
Of course you did.
Of course you did.
But
what's interesting about it is, you know, the collective bargaining agreement is up after next season, after the 26th season.
Yes.
And there's a threat of a lockout and the possibility of losing the All-Star game for 27, although it's likely they'll bring it back in 29.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wondered if the Cubs are trying to, you know, build a war chest potentially in case that, you know, the season is shortened or wiped out entirely.
Doug.
I know.
That pessimism.
I still think the Cubs overachieved this year. So,
God, that is.
I'm not Carter Hawkins thinking about 2032, but maybe 2027 a little bit.
But I cannot believe that you went to that kind of place.
Yeah, sorry. It was pretty dark.
Unbelievable. Man, that All-Star game is going to be lit, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. Very excited to have it for Wrigley and different than, you know, different than 1990, you know, just a different time and place. It should be really fun.
Doug, your baseball bona fides, this I think would be a nice way to round us out here. Your favorite, a favorite player from your youth and why?
It's probably Ron Santo. I just think the joy he played the game with, the intensity, the just the love of the game, I think was
that's awesome.
Carried it for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, best game that you've ever attended. I know this is a tough one. I know your list.
So yeah, obviously it's going to be Game 7.
Okay.
So that's number one.
What's number two?
The Bucky Dent game. Which, okay. Sorry.
Thank you. What's number three?
Cubs clinching the pennant at home here against the Dodgers in 16.
It's on my list as well.
With a couple of my friends, Mike and Mendy. It was really great. And Bob Kaufman. And Milt Pappas game. Then the Field of Dreams game with...
against the Reds?
No, the Tim Anderson.
Oh, the White Sox one. That
first
game.
One. That was an amazing game.
All right, in honor of football season, can you add the football game that you saw at Wrigley Field, please?
So in 1965, my dad took me to see Gale Sayers score 6 touchdowns.
He was at the Gale Sayers 6 touchdown game. And I'm telling you, Sean, when I went to a ball game with Doug and I got his list, it was like the 6th inning. That he's, I was here when Gale Sayers had 6 touchdowns. I would have led with that.
Buried the lead, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's awesome, Doug. That's so
outrageous.
Cool.
Outrageous.
You know, it's a baseball show.
I know.
He's a better host than we could ever have asked for. Doug's awesome.
Thank you for reminding me. It's good. It's football season as well.
I did add one other game that I've never told you about.
Okay.
So I took my son David to college with my wife Stacy in 2016, and he was up at Tufts in Boston.
Okay.
And there's a lot of minor league parks around there, a lot of different places. We ended up in Manchester, New Hampshire, and the Hartford Yard Goats had no home games during that season.
That's too bad.
They played the Harrisburg Senators.
Okay.
I went to the stadium just to get a souvenir hat or something.
Yeah.
He said, there's a game going on. And I said, well, how much is the tickets? He goes, they're free. Nobody else has gone to the game. So it was literally my wife and I and a bunch of scouts and no other people in the stadium watching this minor league baseball game, which was a really cool thing. And I had kind of forgotten about it until I found the ticket stub a couple weeks ago.
That's a really cool experience. Yeah. And something you would change if you were commish?
I think I would, like we just talked about, I'd change the strike zone.
The strike zone.
Yeah,
okay.
Would be a big one for me.
I got to say, I just came back from a vacation. And two things happened on the vacation from a baseball perspective. One is I found myself in upstate New York making a drive to Saratoga Springs. And oh, would you look what's on the way? It's the Baseball Hall of Fame. So I went to Cooperstown. But what I wanted to share with people is that I finally opened a book that I've been dying to get to. And it's called The Spirituality of Imperfection. Okay? It's the name of the book. And it is a book that theoretically is going to tie together all these different faiths and religions and different things throughout the history of civilization and form a thread through them about the spirituality of imperfection, accepting your imperfection and finding spiritual health within that. And would anybody like to guess what the lead quote is about? Guess what the first meaty analogy in the book is based on?
Am I guessing baseball might be the one?
Where we learn failure, where we learn to deal with 3 out of 10 as being great success. It's the lead anecdote in this book I've been dying to get to. It's actually a quote from Faye Vincent that they use as a jumping off point. And I love that because that's your last truly impartial commissioner. It was forced out by the owners. So the lessons of baseball are everywhere, be it in your game with just the scouts and your family in New Hampshire, or me reading The Spirituality of Imperfection on vacation and finding myself reading about baseball again. Doug Meyer, thanks. Great hour.
Thank you. Been a pleasure.
All right, good. That's Doug Meyer, my guest co-host this hour. Thank you to the listeners for all of your interaction all season long. Hit and Run has been great, great fun all year. Give it up for Sean Sears, everybody. Absolutely killing it. He was the producer, then he wasn't the producer. Now he's the producer again. Soon he will not be the producer, and then eventually he will be the producer
again.
That's
how it goes. I'll see you in like April, May.
We'll see. Thank you, listeners. Thanks for everything, and have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. I'll see you on Tuesday for Spiegel and Holmes here on 670 The Score.
But I got to let you go, Maddie. I'm sorry. I got stuff to do here.
You're good.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.